Hello, everyone. This is Lenora Lassiter of Lenora Pores, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I am super excited about the year of 2022, expecting some great things to happen in my life and also expecting some great things to happen in your life as well. Listen, the other day I was on social media and I shared a quote that basically stated that you cannot divorce purpose. If you divorce purpose, you will have to remarry it. It's just that simple. You will have to remarry it. My proverbial mantra, and some of you may have heard it before, some of you may have not, but it is, you are born for a purpose and that purpose is to pour into the lives of others. Now, what your purpose is, I don't know, but I know what I'm called to do. And oftentimes, because we experience some very difficult times in life, we experience some ups and downs, we experience some disappointment, we sometimes can get to the point and get frustrated and say, you know what, I'm through with this. And the this that I'm talking about is your purpose. You get overwhelmed and you say, I'm through with this. I'm no longer going to do this. Again, referring to your purpose, and you try to move on to something else. But I'm here to let you know that you cannot divorce your purpose. Purpose will hunt you down. It will chase you down. It will find you. That's how powerful purpose is. I'm very familiar with a scripture in the Bible about a young man by the name of Samuel. Samuel lived in the temple with the priest Eli. And one night Samuel was sleeping and he heard his name, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel woke up and he ran into Eli. He said, Eli, did you call me? Eli said, no, I did not call you. Go lay back down. He heard his name called again. He jumped up. He ran into Eli's room. He said, Eli, did you call me? Eli said, no, I did not call you. Go lay back down. And then he called, he heard this voice again, but before he heard the voice again, Eli said, let me tell you something, Samuel. When you hear this voice again, just say, yes, Lord, here am I. So when Samuel heard the voice again, if I'm not mistaken, it was a fourth time, he said, yes, Lord, here am I. Samuel had to say yes to his purpose. So what I am saying is this. At night, sometimes you may be laying in your bed and you may say to yourself, I'm through with this. But then something starts just tugging at your heart that aligns to your purpose. Many of us are called to do more than one thing in life. I know that I am. And sometimes, because I'm called to do several things in life, there's at times I can get a little bit overwhelmed, but I have to realize is that God called me to do these things and I have to fulfill those purpose. Of course, I have to use sense and maintain balance, and I do my best to do that, but I cannot neglect my purpose. I hope you do not neglect your purpose. And sometimes when you are working your purpose and you're doing certain things to level up in your purpose, it can become very intimidating. Sometimes, if it's something new that you are embarked upon, when you're not knowledgeable of something, you can get intimidated. And then you start getting what they call the imposter syndrome and feel like, I shouldn't be here. No, you should be there. You are called to be in that space. If God called you to something specific and you are working your purpose, I am here to let you know that He will equip you with the knowledge, the skills that you need in order to work your purpose. Not only that, but He will surround you with people that will be able to impart into you the knowledge that you need to perfect your purpose. Don't divorce your purpose. Do not divorce your purpose. Sometimes, as I stated in my live the other day, I said, sometimes you may have to press pause. You may have to take a break. But if you take a break, don't allow it to be a long break. Get back in it and start working it. Just like Eli, he informed Samuel, this voice that you're hearing, just say yes. And what I'm telling you is that When purpose is calling you, just say yes to it. Don't work against it. Because if you don't answer the first time, it's going to come back again. If you don't answer the second time, it's going to come back again. It's just like, for example, if I call my mom and I really need to talk to her, she may not answer the phone the first time, but if I keep calling her, sooner or later, she's going to answer the phone. She's going to say, "What do you want, Lenora?" And I'm going to let her know what I want and what I need. That's how purpose is. Purpose will call you. And you're just going to have to say, "I'm going to do it. I'm going to answer. I'm going to work this to the best of my ability. Yes, I'm going to get frustrated sometimes. Yes, I'm going to get overwhelmed sometimes. Yes, I feel like I'm just going to throw in the towel. But baby, let me tell you something. Don't allow those thoughts to cause you to throw in the towel and to give up on your purpose. This is a new year. Each of us have some goals that we want to accomplish this year. Are you going to experience some heartache? Absolutely. Are you going to have some triumphant things to celebrate about? Absolutely. That's just part of life. You're going to have your ups and your downs. But regardless if you have your ups and your downs, remember, you cannot divorce your purpose. I'm Lenora Lassiter of Lenora Pours, and until next time, take care.